You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the government has announced a push to public service workers returning back to the office, as opposed to the current alternative methods, such as through working at home models and hybrid working models. This comes as multiple academics from the Victoria University of Wellington are set to release an article in the New Zealand Journal of Employment Relations discussing the positive findings of a hybrid working model. Further findings in the past have proven claims that a hybrid working model improves productivity, such as a 2023 study from Human Resources New Zealand, which has shown 40% of HR professionals noted positive productivity gains from a hybrid working model. I spoke to the senior lecturer at the School of Management at the Victoria University of Wellington and co-author of the article, Stephen Blumenfeld, about the government's calls to get public service workers back to the office and the findings from the article. In an upcoming article for the New Zealand Journal of Employment Relations, developed by academics from the Victoria University of Wellington, the article discusses the positives and negatives of working from home models. What are some of these positives and negatives?
First of all, I should say that the article, once it becomes available, and it may already be available, is open access. So anyone, anywhere in the world should be able to access it once that happens and at no cost. So the positives and negatives, usually you hear that from employers who are concerned about the negatives, but usually after a number of their employees have actually worked from home or remotely, they typically find that it doesn't have the negative impacts on productivity that they were concerned about. Oftentimes, because it gives many of those employees greater work-life balance, it actually improves productivity. In terms of other negatives, what the Prime Minister has indicated is a negative, and that's that without people coming into the CBD of Wellington, public servants, that means that a lot of businesses are basically failing in the CBD. Now, that's important to me because I live just on the fringe of the CBD of Wellington, but nonetheless, I'm not really sure if it's really up to employers, let alone the government, to mandate workers back to work just so they can go shopping in the CBD. One of the negatives in that respect, and this has been mentioned by a number of public servants recently, and that is it costs them, if they're coming from, say, Upper Hutt into Wellington, it's like $20 each way on the train. If they drive, they're going to have to pay $25 at least for parking all day. So it is a greater expense to them to actually come in than it is to work from home. Whether or not any of those staff will decide they want to find another job where they can work from home, or at least closer to home, is debatable. But, that could be a negative of requiring all workers to work from home. Now, the article in the New Zealand Journal of Employment Relations that you're referring to, what we're suggesting there is what's known as hybrid. It's a hybrid method of working remotely, and that is 2 or 3 days working at home and the other, 3 or 2 days working in the office. Because amongst the negatives for with regard to working remotely is that colleagues are not working in close proximity to one another, and anyone who studied communication is well aware of the fact that it's considered a lot richer communication when you're literally in the same room face-to-face than if you're doing it over, say, Zoom or the telephone or any other remote kind of means.
As you just said earlier, this comes as the government has asked public service workers to come back to the office, countering current working from home arrangements, which have been a lot more prevalent in the past decade, and especially since the COVID-19 lockdowns. In referring to this, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he wants a, quote, highly productive and collaborative public service. Why do you believe there is such a push, at least with public service workers, to get them back to the office?
Well, I think on the part of the Prime Minister and his coalition, they probably are of the belief that, in fact, workers are less efficient. They're going to shirk if they're working from home. There's about 2 months ago, there was an article that appeared in the news all over the world. It was a U.S. company that had found they got this software to determine whether or not employees were actually working at any given time, you know, on their computers. And in response, a number of the employees bought this mouse jiggling software, which indicates if that software is working or the mouse jiggling is happening through that software. And what that would do is, you know, give the false impression that they're working. International kind of stories like that that I think are fueling both public and private sector employers into being concerned about the fact that workers working from home, not all of them, but some of them at least, will be shirking and not actually doing their jobs. But interestingly, there was a study that was done by the Public Service Commission. It was actually, there's a link to it in the article that appeared in the Herald that I was co-author on with three other co-authors, in the Herald this weekend. And the link there takes you to the study done by the Public Service Commission, where they found that actually workers in the public service were not less productive, were not shirking. And a lot of that probably comes from the fact that, in effect, no matter where you're working in the public sector, usually there is, you know, ostensibly a kind of quota that you have to meet. You know, if you're working in the back office, typically it means you're doing research and you're still expected to produce that research no matter where you're working and, you know, within a given timeline. And because that doesn't change, usually workers find that it isn't possible, even if they wanted to, shirk, you know, working remotely, let alone at home.
Do you believe that the government's goal will be easy to implement to get workers back to the office, despite this research that you've just suggested? Or do you predict this move will face backlash from workers who have grown accustomed to either solely working from home or more of a hybrid model?
Yeah, well, it already has engendered some backlash. But whether or not it can be successful, there's not legislation that we're talking about here. The government is the employer. So if the employer says that they want their workers, or at least a segment of their workers, to come into the office, there's not really much that the employees can do. Now, New Zealand legislation, it's been this way for 7, 8, 9 years, that we've had something comparable to what they have in the UK, which is called the Right to Ask Law. That's a euphemism. The law isn't actually called that. But that's in our Holidays Act now and has been, again, for about 7 or 8, 9 years. And what that does, it gives all workers, public sector, private sector, whatever, the right to ask their employer for flexibility, which could include working from home. And the employer, if they agree to it, that's fine. If they don't agree to it, the employer has to respond in writing within 30 days of the request with an explanation. The explanation does not have to be one that is acceptable to the worker or anyone else for that matter. So for instance, an employer could simply say, well, you know, we're concerned about people coming into the CBD of Wellington or not doing so, and therefore businesses are failing. And as a result, we want workers to come in. And this would be in response, for instance, to an employee requesting flexibility, allowing them to work remotely, to work from home. And again, it doesn't have to be something that's acceptable. It doesn't even have to be something that's factual, for that matter. So will this be successful? It depends on how far, you know, the government, the prime minister, wants to push this, but there's nothing that would prevent it from happening, that would make it unsuccessful if the government decided they want to continue with that line.
And what would you propose would be a better alternative to solely getting workers back into the office amidst a changing working landscape, not only in New Zealand, but overseas as well?
it's the hybrid method that I mentioned before. Essentially, 2-3 days working at home, the remaining 3 or 2 days working in the office. What that does is it allows that kind of face-to-face, in-person interaction between groups or teams, you know, in the workplace, because that can be done on the days, obviously, that they're at work together. Most of the time for the back office employees, at least, they are working by themselves anyway. And so that hybrid method would certainly allow that to continue to happen, although they'd be working at home for a part of the week rather than in the office.
That was Senior Lecturer at the School of Management at the Victoria University of Wellington and co-author of the article, Stephen Blumenfeld, about the government's calls to get public service workers back to the office and the findings from the article.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.